Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to visit with our good friend Gerald Celente. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, Trends 2000. I remember telling you about that book way back in those days. It still is a book that I promise you when you read it today, and it'll inform you about tomorrow. It continues to do so. He continues to crank out his Trends Journal every quarter, which is really the of a document that informs you and also disturbs you, and for good reason. And he's here to talk to us about those things. Jay, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Jim. It's always great being on with you.
Good to have you back. Gerald, another thing that you've been doing is you had a conference recently. People came in from all over the world, and I want you to tell the audience, tell us what you did there, what was the purpose of the event, and what was accomplished?
Well, they come from all over the world. They came from Japan, Australia, Italy, Switzerland, Germany, Sweden, UK, Alaska, Hawaii, and New York. They came from all over. And what it was, we call it History Before It Happens Conference. And we talk about the trends that are shaping the future. Two track trends. Matter of fact, we're having another one mid-October, and this one's going to be exclusively on how I forecast trends and how you can too. And let's say we show them everything
that
we're doing.
When is that event? When is that event?
It's I believe it's about October 15th.
I might show up for that.
Great. And here's we do trends in the news each night as part of a subscription. We do a 20-minute news broadcast.
Right.
And a comment that just came out on last night. Have you ever been in a room of people, complete strangers, and connected with, quote, most people? How I felt at the History Before It Happens conference held by Gerald Celente. It was a unique opportunity to connect with like minds and connect the dots between now and the future history. Thanks so much, Gerald Celente, for the absolutely wonderful experience. I pinch your cheeks, Gerald.
Yeah. Wow, that's a great... So what are some of the things you guys talked about?
Well, we talked on this one. We brought in a number of people. We have a CEO. His name is Derek Osin. And he was the former editor-in-chief of all of Gannett News.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought in another fellow, Bill Oldenstadt, who from Circle Media.
Right.
And they redesign just about every newspaper and magazine in the country.
Right.
Ostendorf, excuse me. And they talked about what's really good behind the scenes and why the news is so terrible, and basically is that there are no feet on the beat.
Yeah,
all these news holes have been shrunk.
The professional journalists' ranks have been decimated.
Totally, and they're being and Derek left because he was with a chain,
right.
It's called the Ottaway chain over here,
right.
And it was bought out by Dow Jones and then bought out by a private equity group.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the private equity group wants to do is cut. Cut.
And flip it, yeah.
Yep, and all he wants to do is build.
Yeah.
And so they talked about what goes on there.
This is another example of what I've been saying for a long time, Gerald, and that is Wall Street used to be a leading indicator of the economy. Today, Wall Street is merely a leading indicator of itself.
Yeah, all they're doing, they're private equity groups, they're hedge funds, they're venture capitalists.
But also the exchanges, all the things that are going on the exchanges. The 90-day conference call is not good for billing, for seeking in the marketplace.
Exactly.
So, all right, a couple other things. Tell us about a couple other things you talked about in the.
We brought in artists talking. One of our feature artists, Anthony Frieda, who's he's internationally renowned.
Right.
He does our work and talking about his passion for art and Eugene Gregan, another artist, who's famous in his work, about the importance of art and beauty and culture and mm-hmm. how we've lost so much. And then I talked about trends, with trends coming up, geopolitical, economic. And we launched out of this officially. We're launching EmpirePeace.us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on the fundamentals of rebuild America, no foreign entanglements.
Yep.
And in Colonial Kingston, by the way, we had the meetings, Jim, at the 1774 Academy. This is where Governor
wow.
DeWitt went. And it's one of our buildings. We have three
right.
historic buildings.
Yeah, I know you did. Yeah.
A 1750s, a 1774.
So they can read in your most recent Trends Journal, they can read about this event and what the people who attended said, can't they?
Yes, at trendsjournal.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're going to talk more about this with our good friend Gerald Celente after these messages. Don't unbuckle your seatbelts. Gerald is still here. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.